You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Faith Voyage by Pastor Chandler Bailey.
God said, until you don't need support, you ain't ready. Until you don't need someone to tag you and act like they see you, you're not ready. You're on a faith voyage, and this voyage is for you. There's customized trials and tribulations that your homegirls can't handle. That's why you handle more breakups differently than your girls, and you know how to move on real quick. Some of y'all have a move on anointing. They try to trip on you, you're already gone. My heart is not attached to you. I'm working on some things, but I learned how to navigate in relationships. I know how to protect. Tech was God, and I know what's my God. I'm on a faith voyage, and I learned how to carry my book bag and strap my boots up and say, okay, God, they might start with me for the first 100 meters. So you got to own your journey. Say, I got to own my journey. 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 You know, why don't got me like that yet? Bitches, focus, Chandler, focus. You got to own your journey. You have to own your journey for ears who have ears, and for those who seen, laugh. For those who didn't see, keep focused. Stay focused. You got to own your journey. You got to fight this battle in your voyage from the perspective of ownership. See, you're not fighting for something that God wants you to have. You're fighting for something that God says is already for you. Home ownership is already yours. God wants to make sure you have a vehicle to get to where you need to go, to and fro. That relationship that God has assigned for you is already yours. It may not have been revealed yet, but the love of God is yours. The peace of God is yours. You got to own your journey. You're fighting from a position of ownership. So now that you have the deed, you don't put up with the stuff you put up with when you were trying to get the deed. You have it. See, no one can tell you it's your. I know legally when you purchase something, you know it's yours. But the truth be told, nobody knows something's yours unless your attitude lines up. There's a difference between you stroll around in your own house and you stroll around in someone else's house. But without even paperwork and showing it to anybody, people can tell what's yours by your attitude. You're about to walk into a sales situation. And even though legally it looks like it's not yours, it is, because God said it's yours. And I don't arts and entertainment. And God's going to open a door up for you because God said it already belongs to you. You're going to walk into that meeting like it's already yours. Fight from the position that I have the deed. Say, I have the deed to this thing. You're not negotiating to get it. You're negotiating from the perspective that God said you already have it. Woo! So now you choose your house differently because you will have a home. It's just which one. You choose your friends differently because you got friends or it's already yours. So now it's just option now. But when you're on this voyage of faith, you got to get used to deciphering through options. Because you own your journey and you know God has things of God for you. So you got to watch out for good. Because what God has for you is so God that the distractions in your life are no longer bad distractions. You got to watch out for good opportunities. Am I talking to anybody prophetically right now? You know what I'm talking about? God built your life so God that you got to watch out for people with good talk. Because the distractions that show up in your life, they're good scenarios. They're just not the God scenario. It's a good idea. It's just not the God idea. So when you're in the will of God, the purpose of God, you're on the voyage of faith, you got to watch out for good people. Is this the God connection? Is this the one God wants me to have? Is this the salesperson God wants me to do business with? Is this the home God wants me to have? I'm on the voyage of faith. I got to watch out for good. The devil wants to weaken my senses to put me in a good situation. Someone needs to write down right now, I got to avoid good situations, and I have to look and seek for God's situations. Tap your neighbor and say, watch out for good situations. When you're in the will of God, you have to watch out for good situations. It's messing with your mind, right? You know why? Because this is faith talk. God's about to build your life, Abraham. Keep going. Keep walking. Watch out for good situations. I know Lot's your good cousin, but it's not a God relationship. You got to separate from your Lot even though it feels good. God's saying, I have something for you, but it requires you to present your body as a living sacrifice. Present your business as a living sacrifice. Present your relationship, your dating, as a living sacrifice. Watch out for good. Watch out for good. Watch out for good. You got to own your journey. And when you own your journey, you earn the good days and the bad days of faith. When you own your world and you own how God is processing you, you don't complain like everybody else complains. You just see it from a different perspective. I'm one scripture away from interpreting my scenario differently. I know I feel like it's this way. Like Bishop said, don't process your thoughts on social media. Process your thoughts with the word of God. Oh, that didn't work out the way I needed to work it out. Oh, but Romans 8:28 says God can work out everything for my good. Oh, so God can use a bad day and make it my dab day. I'm about to dab on the devil. Bad, B-A-D, dab, D-A-B. God's about to reverse the bad days and have me dabbing on the devil. God's about to work it all out. I'm going to be in a situation where I'm so glad I got out that apartment. I'm so glad I don't live there no more. I'm so glad I'm not dating that person no more. I'm so glad. Now, I wasn't glad when I was going through it, but I ended up being glad. I need someone who's walking in the favor of God to give God praise. I got to own my journey. I got to own my journey. I got to own my journey. Moses was in the between place, according to Numbers. He had to own his journey too. There's some days in the purpose of God. There's some days in your assignment where you get frustrated because the people God gave you to serve, they are acting all. So in Numbers, this is what Moses did on his bad day, but it turned out being his dab day. Some say, come to God real. Say, come to God authentic. See, you're on a journey. You're on a voyage. There's no point of faking like you're lonely. It's no point of faking like you don't really want that house. It's no point of faking like he did not really hurt you. You're on a voyage, and there's some rocks and some stones and some snakes, and you might have get stung by a bee, and a dragon might have came out tonight, and a cougar might be howling from the mountaintop. I don't know what weird environmental situation is trying to attack your faith, but you got to be ready for the voyage. And in Numbers 11, Moses is having a fit. He says, Lord, why are you treating me, your servant, so harshly? Have mercy on me. What did I do to deserve this burden of this assignment of living by faith in the wilderness with your people? I did not give birth to these people. Did I bring them into this world? No, you didn't. It's not like he's fussing. He's actually asking God dumb questions that God already knows. So to a sense, this is almost disrespectful theologically that the servant of God is questioning God. Did I give birth to these people? He was so close to the hand creator of his destiny that he could keep it 100 with him. God is so close to you that you don't have to get your words together to say what needs to be said. Did I bring them into the world? Why did you tell me to carry them in my arms like a mother carrying nurses babies? He's getting lyrical. It sounds like a mixtape. It sounds like an album to me. I mean, where the nursing babies come from? He's writing trap music to God. Did I give birth to these people? Do I look like a woman with nursing babies? He's disrespecting God. A beat came in the wilderness. In the middle of the wilderness, DJ Khaled came out of nowhere and said, let's go, Moses. Let's talk to God. Let's keep it 100 with God. Do I look like a nursing baby? How can I carry them to the land you swore to give to the ancestors? He disrespect God in a multi-generational way. Where am I supposed to get meat for all these people? They keep whining to me. Give us this meat, Moses. I can't carry all these people by myself, says God. I can't carry this LLC by myself. I can't carry this relationship by myself. I can't carry this purpose by myself. I can't handle this meeting by myself. I can't live this life of faith by myself. I can't carry it But this is how you intend to treat me? Go ahead. Just kill me in my purpose then. Since my purpose is weighing me out, this voyage of faith is taking me out, kill me. Do me a favor and spare me the misery of believing on you for the long haul. Moses was in a place where the nuts, help me out, bolts of faith were grinding against each other. It's what happens when you get a word and now that boyfriend don't look as cute no more because you left the woman's conference. The notes and the bolts of faith, wondering if this is the one God wants me to be with. It's what happens when the word of God has you questioning your life versus your life tries to question God's word. And that's what God's about to do with you. And you embrace your voyage of faith. Something in you is going to grind and say, what if tithing works? Something in you is going to grind and say, what if commitment works, millennials? Something in you is going to grind and say, well, you know what? If I can join a gym, the least I can do is join a church. Something in you is going to stop lowering the level of God. He kept it 100 with God. And the next verse says, God released the dab on him. It was a bad situation, but it turned into a dab. Verse 16, then the Lord said to Moses, gather me. I love how the love of God ignored the disrespect and saw the need and addressed it. And God said, gather before me 70 men who are recognized as elders and leaders of Israel. He didn't just give them 70 people to help. These were strategic people. Open your arms up, entrepreneurs, and receive this. Strategy is coming for you, just for you, handcrafted for you. If you would just complain to God instead of complaining to that spouse and complaining against people, no one has to carry this but you. I love one thing that Moses did. He never gossiped about his leadership. He never gossiped. Aaron might have heard him, but he was always talking to God. He never complained to the people. I'm believing God by faith, even me as a young leader, that I never complained to my team, never complained to the people. I need to learn how to complain to God, because when I complain to God, I'm not really complaining, I'm just praying. If you want to stay out of complacency, learn how to talk to God. When you talk to God, you're praying. You're always praying. I'm always communing. I'm always talking to God. And God gave Moses strategic help. What I want to say, when you own your journey, God has for you strategic help. Strategic help assigned to your personality, assigned to your weird ways, assigned to your curly hair. Put gel in it, make it look real cool. My dad said to me the other week, why do you do that? I was like, I have no idea. Me and Rashawn just out here doing youth ministry. We don't know why we're doing this. We only got 4 or 5 more years left. Bishop and First Lady, let us do what we need to do. Rip our jeans up, cut them up, do what we need to do. Serve these young people. Why'd you change your voice for no reason? You got to own your journey. God has strategic help for you when you finally admit it. If you would just admit that this voyage is hard, if you would just admit that that relationship is tough, God has strategic people for you in your life. That's good. Now, seriously, you need to give God praise right now for that. Those are people. God didn't send no angels to help Moses. I need you to see what I'm trying to say. The powerful situation that disturbed him, the powerful God gap that Moses felt like he did not have enough to keep going. God did not just do a supernatural work. He stooped down from his throne and said, Moses, I will give you practical leadership who understands you. I don't think you understand what a miracle that is, because a lot of you all are doing everything by yourself. But if you will open your mouth up to God, God has somebody, someone just for you. Just give God a just for me praise. Just for me, God, I'm that important to you. You got people that are assigned to my purpose too. If I would just walk it out, if I would just live by faith, if I would just keep going, there's people along the way who are assigned to my elevation, people who are assigned to what God's doing in me. I'm looking the wrong place. I just got to keep making adjustments and moving forward. There's more people for me who are assigned. I don't got to look back at people wanting you to come here. I just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Stop telling everyone you're fasting. Learn how to be quiet and obedient. Do you still believe even though your body doesn't line up with scripture? How have you been since you believed? Talk to your neighbor and say, how have you been since you believed? How have you been? That's a good rhetorical question to let you know that this is a long haul. This is a journey. This is a long, long battle of faith. You're living by faith. So you have to learn how to pray for yourself when you're on this journey. When you own the opposition, when you own the devil's assigned to your faith, when you own the types of personalities that don't click for you, I'm going to stay here. You better learn while you're in this season of growth. Learn what's happening. See what you don't like in management in that business. Learn. Someone say learn. Watch. Look. Because you're learning about yourself. Stop removing everybody that you know low-key God assigned to get on your nerves. Sometimes God will use wrong people to show you the wrong in you. He'll use wrong situations to show you what's wrong with you. Why can't you sleep at night over that small petty thing? Check this out. Why is that petty problem bothering you so much that you're distracted from your purpose and your destiny? That shows weakness in you. So God will allow that petty personality, that petty situation to hover around you. It'll show up in the coach, young person. It'll show up in the teacher. It'll show up in relationships until you stand on the word of God and not be moved by people, places, and things that aren't called to you. So God will use you for his plan because you are the best person that God will use to bring yourself deliverance. You're the best person that God will use. So you need to embrace the adventure. You need to trust that God is able to do exceedingly above what you can ask or think, according to Ephesians 3 and 20. You need to trust that God has plans for his plans for your life. I'm going to say it again. He has plans for the plan for your life. That is so good. What you can be encouraged this afternoon is that heaven has its own emergency fund just in case your free will gets off. Just in case you make a mistake. Just in case you get detoured. Just in case you get distracted. Just in case you get hurt. Heaven's so insured. They didn't send you. How many people could have came through that womb? How many other seeds should have came to this planet? But you got here. You think you came here without a plan for the plan? You think you came? God is a genius. God is intellectual. God is logistic. And God has a way of saying your life is not your own. So God has a way of putting people in your life to help you out, to get the flies out, the ointment on the voyage. This is your destiny. Your purpose is on the line. No one can do you like you. And no one can do it like you when you get to it. Someone say, I'm on the way. Someone say, I'm on the way. Touching them and saying, nobody can take it. You're on the way and nobody can take it. I'm embracing the adventures of faith. I am going to embrace the wild life living, the plateaus, the plains, the forest, the wilderness. Moses led through an ocean with waves on the side and he split it. And the same Moses had to work his faith in the wilderness. Notice that Moses didn't complain when God did the powerful. He complained when God required him to do the practical. Some of you have no problem with the power of God changing your situation, but you won't get involved with the power of God to do the practical. You won't put yourself in a seminar to learn about finances, entrepreneur. You won't do what you need to do. You won't be accountable about these errors and these weaknesses in your life. And what we need to do is once God opens the door up with the powerful, in order for you to walk through it, you're going to have to be willing to do the practical. Someone say, God, help me. God help me. But guess what? There's help for you on this voyage because God can do it, you know. God can do it, you know. He didn't send you into the arena on accident. You didn't accidentally stumble on the will of God. That's impossible. God would not allow you to stumble on his purpose for your life. Oh, no. He requires glory. And the only way he can get glory is if you sacrifice something. Touch your neighbor and say, I sacrificed something. Someone say, I sacrificed something. I serve an intentional God. He required me to be intentional with this thing. Some of the people who are older understand where I'm coming from. You worked this thing out. You had to get some flies out. You had some problems in you. There was some stuff going on this voyage. You kept getting distracted. But I serve a God that his grace is sufficient. 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 You're like, when's my healing going to come from my soul? Pastor Chandler, where's my healing going to come from my mind? God saying, on your journey, I put medic kits along the way. There's Gatorade and there's water stops. So the devil trying to get you to keep stop going because there's a rest stop right there. Some of you are in a rest stop right now. Everything feels good because you're sitting under the word of God. God saying, this is a sign of what you need to do to put rest in your week. Cut the word of God on. Cut the things of God on and listen to it when you feel under pressure. But what I'm saying is everything you need in purpose is on purpose. Everything you need in purpose and on purpose. God said, one day this boy going to do ministry. I'm going to give him a friend named Rashawn. He going to think they just play video games together. Because everything I need in my purpose is on my purpose. And Rashawn going to sit there and keep living his life. He's going to fall in love with music randomly. He used to draw. You didn't know, boy, that's going to be the dude that's going to help you with praise and worship with them teenagers. And y'all going to be in sync because I worked on y'all for years. Everything I need in my purpose is on my purpose. Someone say it's already there. I just don't need it yet. It'll be there when I get there. It'll be there when I get there. It'll be there. The architects are there when it'll be there when I get there. You got to learn how to keep embracing the adventure. You have to learn how to keep going. Come hell or high water, I'm moving forward. I can have a Red Sea experience or a wilderness experience. It doesn't matter as long as I keep going. God has given me the ability and given you the ability for miracles to be performed as long as you keep going. You don't deserve a miracle if you stand still. You have to, thank you, Holy Ghost. Everywhere in the Bible, there's a miracle, there's movement. Everywhere in the Bible, there's a miracle in the Bible, there's movement. Something's moving, something's shifting. There's nobody standing still. There's moving. Even a paralyzed person had to move. He had to holler at his homeboy, get me up, get me up, get me up. He had to prophetically send a signal to the atmosphere that I need to get up out of this paralyzed condition. Everything I need in my purpose is on my purpose. Everyone standing. Everything I need in my purpose. It's on my purpose. Everything I need in my purpose is on my purpose. If you're feeling paralyzed, you need to talk to someone. You need to say, hey, man, look, Jesus is up in here. I need to get up out of this financial condition. I'm paralyzed in this verbal abuse of a relationship. I'm paralyzed in this situation. I have a soul tie. I need to talk to someone who has wisdom. I need to find a prayer warrior to break this chain off my life. I don't know what you need on your purpose, but it's in your purpose if you keep moving forward. I declare movement in the realm of the spirit. I declare people to move, to stretch their hands, and when they never stretch their hands, to let the tears flow, and they never let the tears flow, to clap for joy, and they never clap for joy, to leap in the air as a sign of elevation, because God's taking them to new heights. I don't know what type of movement you need. Some of you need to just open your mouth and talk to your mind, because your mind plays like a broken record throughout the week, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to talk back to my mind. It'll be marvelous in my eyes. I have to shift something, do something differently. I gotta do something differently. I gotta do something differently. I gotta do something differently. This God gaps in my life, and I gotta do something differently. Because God wants to open some doors in my life. But the door could be open, but it's gonna feel the same way, open or shut, if I'm standing. If He opens the door and you're still standing still, it might as well have been shut. If He opens the door and you're standing still, it might as well have been shut. You are not allowed to ask God to open doors in your life in areas that you won't move. You need movement. Touch your neighbor, say movement. You might need to put your hand on your purse, your wallet, declare movement. Movement, cash flow, cash flow. Movement, 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 movement. Movement. White blood cells, I need you to move to my leg. White blood cells, I need you to move to my heart. Diabetes, I need you to move out my. I need movement. You just need movement. Your respiratory, you just need movement in your body. Healing will flow, but you need movement. That's why everybody who receives medical miracles when it comes to walking, and some of you saw on Instagram, that lady who got up out of that wheelchair in that service. That Spanish service. You realize she had to get up and move. Now notice that she started running later. The more the miracle happened, the quicker she started moving. She didn't slow up on God just because she started walking. She started running. She jumped on the stage and started moving. Oh, my God, if you'll speed up with it, speed up with it. Just start prophesying to yourself. Movement in the area of life you need movement in. Movement. Movement. Stretch your hands to God. Movement. I feel the power. Movement. Movement. Movement.
A voyage is a long journey. Like a voyage, when it comes to the things God has for us, sometimes it just takes time. Pastor Chandler Bailey encourages you to stay on your voyage and watch God work. Order this powerful series today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. For immediate access, subscribe to Right Direction TV. Ask for Faith Voyage. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.